Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Yeah.
Yes, Patrick. I received one of your letters.
In the mail?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, could I just start with the 16-digit reservation code on that, and I'll pull up the file?
Yeah.
2511.
Uh-huh.
0401.
Uh-huh.
0015.
Mm-hmm. 2891. Okay. Alright. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today? I'm sorry, you cut out right during that. Could you just repeat that for me one more time? Okay. Last name, is it Macon? Macon?
Yes.
M-A-K-A-N?
Yes.
Perfect. And looks like you're calling with Redlands Hotels?
Yeah, I may want to change that. I have another hotel that I'm looking for.
Financing for?
Yeah, basically what we're doing is we wanted to buy a turbine for the hotel.
A turbine, you said?
Yeah, turbine. So we're creating power for the hotel.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
So the money that we would be paying towards the utility, we would be doing it back to you guys.
I gotcha. All right, so just let me confirm a few pieces of information we have here on the file, and then you know I'll go ahead and answer any questions you might have. Redlands Hotel, that's another hotel that you own then?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the one that you're looking to get the financing for?
The company's name is Omkar Management, O-M-K-A-R.
O-M?
Yes, K-A-R.
Okay, Omkar.
Management, LLC. Uh-huh.
Management, LLC.
Yeah, that one is under my mom's name, which is R-A-M.
Uh-huh.
I-B-E-N.
Uh-huh.
Makan, M-A-K-A-N.
M-A-K-A-N. And that was R-A-M-I-I-B-E-N?
No, I-B-E-N.
Okay, one I. Okay, cool. Just making sure. All right, yeah, bear with me. I'm just going to have to update the information because I'm basically creating a new file if you want to do it with this business. It's not an issue. Okay. Just the number I just pulled up, we had you for Redlands. So we can definitely make it happen, just kind of updating your information. Is the DBA name also Omkar Management LLC?
Correct.
Okay, and then how do you guys structure that business, LLC?
Yeah, that's an LLC.
And how long have you guys had that business for?
Basically 7 years.
7 years? And did mom start that up?
Yeah, basically we started that up for mom. Let me just explain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Originally we had three partners in it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she was a 40% partner when we first built the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Then she purchased the 60% about 2 years ago.
The other 60, you said?
Yeah, she purchased the 60, but it was under the same name.
Uh-huh.
So the name didn't change, but she was...
sole owner.
You know, 40% of it from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later...
She's the sole owner.
She's the sole owner.
Okay. So, and right now you don't have any ownership sharing that as well?
No, I manage it for them.
I gotcha. And then you own the Redlands one?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Is that also out there in Redlands as well, or?
Yeah. We're about half a mile away.
Oh, nice. That must be cool. And then could I just get the address for Omkar?
Yeah, it's, the address is the same, 1260.
Alabama Street?
Yeah.
And Redlands, California, 92374?
Four, yeah.
Okay.
But, doing business as is Country Inn and Suites.
You said that was Country Inn and Suites?
Inn and
is and spelt out?
No, the and.
Is the sign?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, just got to clarify all this real quick. And then phone number for that business as well.
Phone number.
And also best phone number in case we get disconnected.
Okay, my phone number is 909.
Mm-hmm.
907.
Mm-hmm.
229.
94, you said?
Yeah, 907-2294.
Okay, gotcha. And then what's the number for Omkar?
Okay, for the hotel, it's 909.
Uh-huh.
792.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 7913. Gotcha. All right, perfect. And then basically, you know, we can go ahead and, you know, do all this go forward just in the through the application process. We'll just need mom's signature on all of it since she's the 100% owner, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah. She's going to be coming in she's out of town right now. She's coming in a couple of days.
It's fine, too. We can, you know, definitely do the business, and you can, you know, fill everything out. I just need her signatures for the applications. So, all right, so you said you were looking to bring on a generator, right?
Yeah, I needed to know what your interest rate and everything is.
Okay. So we have a few different programs. It really just depends on a few different factors. How much was that generator looking for?
Maximum $225.
And did you guys already have a quote on that, or no?
Yeah.
And who was the vendor?
Let me see.
And then also, is that one a new or used?
It's brand new.
Brand new? And basically, it's just a generator, so you guys will be able to generate power at that hotel?
Yeah, basically what it is it runs off natural gas.
So okay.
We take the natural gas. We put cold water into it from the city. We generate the hot water going to the boiler room.
Uh huh.
So now, instead of us heating the water up separately, now we're heating the water up in one go.
Okay.
And then creating electrical power for the hotel.
Nice. So that's sounds like quite the beneficial piece to, you know, put you guys on the next level, right?
Yeah, then you don't need to worry about, you know,
everything else.
I mean, you're wasting the gas anyway to water.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well create power with it.
Exactly. Do you have any idea, kind of maybe a ballpark of what kind of return you guys would be getting on this investment?
About 3 years to 4 years max. 4 years maximum, but 3 years, that's it.
For the term link, is that what you were kind of answering? I think you misunderstood the question I asked.
Yeah, the term, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that is another one of our questions. So you said you'd be basically looking for a 3 to 5?
Yeah, 3 to 5, roughly, yeah.
Okay. My question was, though, do you maybe have any idea of the return that you would be getting on this investment,
yes.
The ROI? Maybe like 2-3 times, or?
No, the return should be back in maximum 3 to 4 years.
Okay, so before you guys get all that money back and whatnot.
Yeah, because, you see, the system is, like I said, $225.
Mm-hmm.
Our electric bill is close to $6,000 to $7,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If we zero out the electrical bill,
mm-hmm.
make that payment to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're done in that period. Once we've paid you off and paid everybody off, then the $6,000 to $7,000 every month is a profit afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And did you ever find the vendor? I think you were looking for that earlier.
Yeah, it's Orion, O-R-I-O-N.
Okay.
Power Group.
And where are they located? Are they out in California as well?
Yeah, they're in City of Commerce.
Oh, nice. I'm not sure. Were you aware that we're down here in San Diego?
Yes, I did know you were in San Diego.
Yeah, sweet. So, yeah, definitely cool, you know, helping out a California business as well. Also, when were you looking to bring this on by, too? Do you have a deadline, or is this just something in the works?
There's no deadline. If it doesn't happen this year, it's going to have to happen next year, you know?
Right, so it's something that you guys are going to have to get taken care of regardless?
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure some way of putting it in. You know, we're going to do it no matter what.
Okay. So, yeah, so, I mean, would you guys be looking to bring this on if, you know, everything lined up pretty soon, or is this kind of something you're trying?
We can do it within a month because, you know, they have the generators, you know, waiting.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that was why I was asking, too, because we have a really fast turnaround over here, too. So just kind of feeling out the situation, depending on, you know, what you guys' needs were. But, you know, if you wanted to bring this on really fast, we definitely could get the ball rolling and get this taken care of. Another one of our, you know, factors we have over here is annual sales, though. What do you have any idea what that hotel over there did, you know, for 2015 in sales?
About 1.7.
Okay, and what are you guys tracking for this year?
At least 1.9 or something.
What do you guys, you know, attribute that growth to?
The economy is changing because, I mean, you know, a couple of years ago it was terrible. Now it's just people are spending the money, you know, traveling a lot more, and ours is all too is. If the surrounding businesses if they're thriving, then they need their employees to be paying them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. And where in Redlands are you guys located, actually? Like
Alabama Street in Redlands.
Oh, no, I knew the street. Just like what type of, or what part of the town are you guys in?
It's close to the freeway. We're right off. You can see us off the freeway.
Oh, nice. So, you know, pretty good location and everything, too?
Oh, yeah. Location's excellent.
Awesome. Another one of our factors, too, is, you know, personal credit. Well, do you have any idea what mom's credit's like?
Yeah, I mean, she's good. I mean, she has one credit card. That's about it.
Do you maybe know a ballpark of, you know, credit? Maybe, like, upper sevens, 800 even? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Above 7.
Okay. And I'm assuming she's been in business for, you know, quite some time.
35 years. I mean, as an independent person, yes.
Okay. I gotcha. And then yourself as well. I mean, maybe a ballpark on what yours is like?
Mine should be above 7, too.
About the same. Do you guys, do you know if she has any loans out currently for her her hotel?
Yeah, there's a current loan out on the hotel, yes. Royal Business Bank.
You said Royal Business Bank?
Yeah.
Okay, was that just like for some capital that she brought on, or?
No, that was, you know, when we had to buy the other partners out.
Oh, okay. So she took on a loan basically to buy out the company?
Yeah, and then SBA.
And SBA one as well?
So there's two, SBA and...
The Royal?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, do you maybe know the breakdowns of each, like how much she has remaining, or...?
Yeah, I'm not too sure exact amount, but it's gonna... SBA is five.
About $5,000?
No, $5 million.
That was the original amount, or...?
Yeah, that's roughly the original amount. I mean, we've been paying it for about 2 years now.
Okay, and do you maybe know what her payments are like for those? Are they like monthly, weekly?
Yeah, monthly they're about 35,000.
Monthly 35K a month, and you said she's had that for how long? Since she's brought that on? 2 years.
Two years.
Okay, I gotcha. Do you maybe know what kind of rate she has with that as well, or?
Rates, I think it's prime plus one.
Okay. Prime plus one. And then any idea on the Royal one as well?
Same. 500,000.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago did she take that one on?
Same time. Both were done at the same time.
Okay. And is she also making monthly payments on those as well, or?
That was part of the 35 that I told you, but both put together.
Okay. So, do you have any idea for? Right. They take it all out at once, I'm assuming, but do you maybe know, is it like 20 for SBA or about like 15 for Royal?
I can tell you.
It's fine, just kind of, trying to get a ballpark on those. And then, just kind of to get an idea, too, what kind of payment would you guys be looking for on this piece of equipment? Typically with our equipment programs, they're 2 to 5 year terms. And then with monthly payments, typically, like a typical car loan, so.
Yeah, I can, okay, the principal amount, I think, is 4,912,523.67.
Okay, that was the SBA one?
Yeah, that's the SBA.
Okay. And she's, I'm sorry, what was the 30,000?
$30,702.34 is
her monthly payment
for that SBA one.
So she's got about $5,000 a month for the Royal one then?
Yeah, I can tell you that one too. So
okay, that's fine.
This guy's working real hard at work, playing Pokemon.
That's cool.
What's up, dog? What's up? Big man.
Yeah.
And,
then
go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, the rest goes towards that $500,000.
Okay, I gotcha. Perfect. And then has she looked into financing anywhere else for this generator you guys are looking to bring on?
I just saw your letter.
Just got the letter in the mail and gave me a call.
I started looking at it. I go, this could be the right thing. We were looking. We just went and saw the generator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just to see if everything. My guy has been, telling me, come down.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down, took a look at it, and saw it in action and stuff like that. So
I don't know who she got this from.
Taking it from there, basically, one step at a time.
I gotcha. Well, yeah, just kind of, seeing what other options you guys are looking at. Equipment financing is definitely our bread and butter, though. We've been doing it for, almost 14 years now, so we have some of the best programs around. We definitely get you guys something, I'm sure that will be pretty satisfactory to you guys. I think I've asked just about all of the, qualifying factors that we do need. The next step in the application to be able to get you guys some terms and some actual numbers to work with, we just have to get the overall health of the business. What we require is a one-page application, very simple, straightforward. You can fill that out, but mom's going to have to sign for it in the end. And then along with that, we're just going to need 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and then a copy of the most recent tax return. Do you know if she got 2015's filed and then, squared away, everything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So no, no hold or anything like that, or extension,
no.
I mean. Okay, great. So no issue with that. And once I get everything back from you on that, I can give you an approval and an answer within about 24 hours of receiving your file. So let me just ask you this, too. On a scale from 1 to 10, how serious would you say you guys are about doing this? If I could get you guys documents, I know it's Thursday,
it's all based on the interest rate.
Right, so say, we get you guys something, pretty satisfactory that you guys like. I can probably end up getting you guys documents mid-next week if things really roll well. Say you, get something that you end up liking. And then, from there, we probably get money in the account by next Friday-ish, if everything works real smoothly. So just kind of, getting your side of it as well, because, I want to get the sense of urgency and, see, how fast we need to get this taken care of.
Our thing is, mom is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in on the 30th, I believe.
Tomorrow, I think.
A couple of days. So 20th, 30th. So once she comes in, then it'll the weekend. Mm-hmm. So Monday, by Monday, I can have most of the documents ready for you guys.
Yeah, that's fine. And at the start, I apologize. What's the best email for you? I'll shoot over the application, everything, right when we get off the phone.
Naveen, N-A-V-I-N.
Uh-huh.
M-A-K-A-N.
Uh-huh.
At yahoo.com.
And do you go by Naveen?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, right when we get off the phone, I'll shoot over the application and the, you know, description of what it is we need. Did you guys get a quote from the vendor as well, too, or was it kind of just a...
No, we have a quote and stuff like that.
Perfect, perfect.
And what we're doing is we're putting in this system as well as the car charging stations.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're adding to it as well.
Okay. Perfect. And the quote that you guys had from Ryan, that was $225, correct? Brand new?
No, it's not exactly $225 because...
Just around there?
Yeah, because see, at that point, the system was, I believe, $175.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's cost of insulation. They're going to be coming out maybe Monday or Tuesday to see it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the cost charging station. So when you add all those up together,
mm-hmm.
it was coming in that range, you know, roughly in that range.
Okay. Yeah, no issue too. And we take care of all that stuff as well. So
I'll get the exact number within a short period. So
that's fine, and that's why I asked about the quote as well, because with the application, if you just want to attach the quote, then that's definitely all we need for that. But yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over right when we get off the phone. Do you have any other questions for me? While we're still talking.
No, and like I said, I mean the real thing is interest rate. If the interest rate doesn't make sense.
Yeah, definitely. No,
The system doesn't work, I'm trying to say.
Exactly, and, I understand the situation completely. I'd like to be straightforward with you guys and, vice versa. And, I'll put my best foot forward, get you guys definitely the best rate we do have. But until we get all the paperwork, I can't really get you, something solid.
Yeah, so shoot me that stuff over, and like I said,
I will definitely.
Monday or Tuesday, I'll have everything back to you.
Awesome. I will go ahead and do that. And then could I leave you with my number before we get off the phone, too? The number you called is the hotline number, so you can have my direct dial reach me if you have any questions.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 858-252. Yep, 1481. And then my name's Patrick.
Okay, Patrick.
And then we also do capital too. I'm sure you check that out on the flyer. So if do you guys ever run into any cash flow crunches, or maybe do you need any unsecured cash as well? Since we're already going to be trying to get you guys some equipment.
Not this minute. I mean,
maybe in the future.
I just signed up with somebody else on my FF&E on another project.
Was that one for Omcar or for Redlands?
No, that was for Omcar.
Okay.
I wish I had, at that time I'd known everything what you guys were doing, but
it's fine. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
These guys are providing the money for the carpet and the roller shades.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say, too. We also do, refinancing, and so if you guys ever, had anything you wanted to refi, and also with your business, too, with, the Redlands Hotel, if you guys ever, had any financing on your end, we definitely could get you some equipment or cash, so.
What about new construction?
What do you mean, new construction?
Building a new hotel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We definitely could help you out with that. Are you looking to open up another location?
Yeah, I have the land.
Yeah, well, I mean, when were you looking to do that at?
Just got to see,
line everything up.
The requirements and everything. That's all I need to know, really. I mean.
Yeah. Were you going to build that one out in Redlands as well?
No, that's in City of Hemet.
Okay, nice. So was it going to be another Redlands Hotel, or what were you going to name that one?
No.
No, that was Marriott.
Okay, nice. So you, how many hotels do you actually own?
We have about 5 total, you know, in a partnership and stuff like that too.
Well, yeah, but that's pretty cool. It sounds like, you know, you have a, you know, quite a few under your belt out there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Nazeen. All right, well, I'll shoot over, you know, the email right now, and you said you don't have any other questions, anything like that?
No.
Perfect, and I'll keep my eye out for that. I guess if I don't hear anything back from you around Monday afternoon, I'll give you another ring, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, appreciate your time. Good talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.